Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Now back to school for a whole bunch more of local students. We'll talk about that. Also, heat advisory in effect again today. Already 80 at our studios. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way right after we check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, we've got accident-free conditions back to school for Baldwin County, as we've already got the school buses traveling there and into Mobile County. So other than that, it's been a great start. Accident-free conditions continue as you're traveling through Tillman's Corner and Theodore as well. It's the 22nd annual Dolphin Street Beer Fest, Saturday, August 24th in downtown Mobile. Grab your friends, grab your mug, and get ready to taste a bevy of brews. Find your tickets and start the fun at the Joe Kane Cafe, with rooms starting at only $139 a night. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, September 29th, including daily point earnings, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore and find your winning moment.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunshine this morning, then thunderstorms this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Be visible. Be seen. Be at Business Expo, Mobile's largest business-to-business trade show. 200-plus exhibitors, giveaways, food samples, and more. Join the Mobile Area Chamber on Thursday, August 22nd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Mobile Convention Center. Come by the chamber at 451 Government Street for a free pass or pay $5 at the door with your business card. Come by and say hi to all your friends from FM Talk 106.5. We'll be at the FM Talk Mobile Command Unit. Hope to see you August 22nd at Business Expo.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Bonbon. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
10 minutes after 6 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings, Wednesday style. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill and Kane. And get into a full weather discussion with Dr. Bill around 6:35. But yeah, another one of those coming up today. Yesterday, well, I was looking toward the midday show. The heat index at one point was 121 degrees.
That's sickening.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And it's going to, looks like we'll do it again today before some rain makes it into the mix. And a discussion of a cold front, or whatever front, a dry front, a not as hot front. We'll get that from Dr. Bill, plus a look at the tropics. That comes your way about 6:35. Already 79 degrees at our studios.
And what time is it? 6:10 in the morning?
That'd be correct.
Oh, man. It's going to be another hot one.
Okay. Got a smart move here. Our yard crew out front, you see they've been working before daylight here. Sort of thinking about this time of year, like the Bedouins of North Africa. you know, that they like move at night and do all their stuff at night and then get in the tent during the day and ride it out. It's probably what we need to do during August around here.
A little bit of a siesta in the middle of the day. And not only is the landscaping crew out here really early, but I saw them running up and down the roads as they were weed eating. So they're trying to get through with this pretty quickly. I'm sure they're trying to get to a couple more stops before the sun comes up.
Before that big orb starts beating down on them out in the streets of Mobile. All right. Also, stories on the way today. Political perennial, I call him, Dean Young. Of course, right-hand man of former Chief Justice Roy Moore, candidate for Senate. He's getting in on this anti-toll stuff. I would say, welcome. I guess it's just been like now it's the thing to do, right? Mm-hmm. The hottest. I want to point out that this radio station has been talking about this subject going on years now, and I would say for the last probably 10 months in earnest. So welcome, everybody. Now that everybody, the boat of political politicos that are jumping on the toll thing is that we're lacking freeboard here. We're going to check the Coast Guard stamp on the back and see how many more people can get in it, because everybody's going to try to get in on this anti-toll.
Yeah, bandwagon's full, but not really, because if you're anti-toll, you want as many people on your side as possible.
You do, and this is a weird thing where I am, that the kind of... Yes, you're right. I want the more people talking about toll and opposing the toll. At the same time, I can't help myself when pointing out people that are getting in later, I guess, and maybe for some political expediency going forward. There are people that are early in. I do want, with all the voices comes more power, I agree. But I just can't help myself and point out the people that are just kind of late to the party. A story from folks over at WPMI says a survey commissioned by Orange Beach businessman Dean Young shows 77% of people oppose tolling the I-10 Mobile River Bridge and Bayway project. I don't believe that. I think it's higher than that. WT and S Consulting asked 1,495 registered voters in Mobile and Baldwin County, do you support or oppose the new toll being proposed on the I-10 Mobile River Bridge? Only 346 said they supported the tolls. Who says that? Young said his poll sends a clear message to Governor Kay Ivey that people do not support paying a $6 toll and urged her to hit the pause button on the project so other options can be reviewed. Point out that I appreciate this, you know, as it's the snowball building, but the governor has been told in so many ways, whether it's through grassroots or elected officials, that the people here are not all about this $6 toll. So this is just kind of... She'd been told.
Yeah, no, this is piling on.
Young said it would also give voters an opportunity to vote on a constitutional amendment he proposed last week that would ban tolling on interstates in Alabama. He proposed it, actually, you know, the elected official gets to do that. Shane Stringer was in with us yesterday. He's part of a group pushing for that constitutional amendment, which would be interesting. Here's the nuance to that. So the governor makes the final say-so if we get in this toll deal for the construction. But if the legislature can pass something to get it on the ballot for 2020, constitutional amendments, you know, those are the things like when you're voting, you've got all the people's names you're voting for, and then there are constitutional amendments, CAs, and you vote for those. We've had those over time, and you'll vote for them in the entire state. If you change the state constitution to say you can't toll on a federal road, then the governor could, I guess, sign off on the toll, but it would be moot. Because it would be illegal to have a toll on a road in the state of Alabama. So it's an interesting way, if the governor does this against the will, it will be interesting. If the governor signs off on a toll and a constitutional amendment comes up and is passed by the voters of Alabama to ban the toll, then you have the governor in stark contrast to what the people of the state want. That proposal, of course, would have to clear the hurdle of passing the legislature with a 60% vote before appearing on the ballot. So we'll see where that goes. But yes, another voice in here on opposing the toll as Dean Young getting in on the mix as well. 615 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check News 5 next.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Satsuma High School students returned to class today after getting an unexpected day off Tuesday. Classes were canceled because of issues with the school's air conditioning. That problem has been fixed and classes will resume today. It's back to school for nearly 30,000 students in Baldwin County, also heading back to class all Catholic schools in Alabama. Mobile police have not released the name of the person who led them on a chase Tuesday night. It started near Dauphin Street and Spring Hill Avenue, where officers saw a car hit another vehicle and leave the scene. When police tried to pull over the car, the driver sped away and a chase began. The chase ended on Mott Drive when the car hit a tree. After a brief foot chase, the suspect was captured a few streets over. Police are searching for an alleged thief in Gulf Breeze, Florida, caught on surveillance cameras. He was seen searching through unlocked cars around North Sunset at 2 o'clock in the morning. Police say he's between 16 and 20 years old, has a thin build, and was wearing a white hoodie. Another person may also be involved. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Back to school means sharing the road, and your local officers, along with Bryan Bank, want to remind you to slow down and pay attention when children are present. School zones are congested areas, so stay alert and be prepared to stop when driving. Observe speed limits and always cooperate with safety personnel and our school bus drivers. Buckle up, slow down, keep your eyes on the road, don't text and drive, and always be alert. Bryan Bank cares about your safety. Now serving Daphne, Foley, Mobile, and Orange Beach, member FDIC.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Adding 500,000 highly skilled employees to our workforce by 2025 is how we stay ahead in Alabama. Our economy is stronger than it's been in years, and a skilled workforce is more important than ever. Things move fast, so choose your path. Your success is waiting, plus a great future for Alabama. Success plus. Go for it.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 619 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in college football news. ESPN announced yesterday that the worldwide leader in sports is taking College Game Day to Disney World for a Week Zero broadcast next Saturday, August the 24th. That's when the Florida Gators and Miami Hurricanes will open the 2019 season in Orlando. There is a catch, though, for the special edition of College Game Day. Lee Corso and the crew will reportedly broadcast from the Magic Kingdom. None of the signs that normally pop up behind the set there on College Game Day, none of those will be allowed in. And if fans want to watch, they have to buy a ticket to the park, which starts at $109. So not expecting as rowdy of a crowd as we normally get for College Game Day, but they are headed to Mickey's World for the very first game of the year.
Boring.
If you want to get some behind-the-scenes entertainment from the college football world, HBO is reportedly in discussions with with several teams to produce a show similar to their popular NFL Hard Knocks program. According to various reports, Alabama, Arizona State, Washington State, and Penn State have all entered discussions to allow cameras and filmmakers on campus this season and shoot footage of them in action. 24/7 Sports reported that their sources say Alabama has not fully agreed to being a part of the program yet. In NFL news, Indianapolis Colts general manager Chris Ballard said yesterday that quarterback Andrew Luck will likely miss the rest of the preseason because of lingering pain in his lower left leg. The team is still unsure whether Luck will be available for the Colts' September 8th season opener against the LA Chargers. Ballard said that additional testing revealed Luck appears to be suffering from an injury near the front of his ankle.
The process going forward is just going to continue to rehab. We're going to change some things up with his rehab and then try to get moving forward.
The injury kept Luck out of all the team's offseason workouts and all but three training camp practices. He has still not participated in full team drills. In golf, Tiger Woods is expected to play in this week's BMW Championship after withdrawing from last week's tournament following the first round. Woods shot a 75 on the first day and then told the media that he had a mild oblique strain that was causing pain and stiffness. The BMW Championship this week is the second of three events in the FedEx Cup playoffs. Woods is 38th in the standings, and after this week's event, only the top 30 will advance to the final tournament in Atlanta. In baseball news, the Atlanta Braves gave updates on a couple of injured players yesterday. Rookie slugger Austin Riley has been on the injured list since August the 5th after he sprained his knee during a workout. Riley had an MRI that revealed a partial tear of the knee, but he was told he would not need surgery and could return to the lineup in about 2 weeks. Braves shortstop Dansby Swanson has been out a while longer than Riley. He went on the IL on July 24th with a bruised right foot. Team said that Swanson's been out longer than they expected, and they aren't sure when he'll be able to return. Swanson was having a career season with a .265 batting average, 17 home runs, and 57 RBI. The Braves were fine last night without their injured young guns. Ronald Acuna Jr. hit his 34th home run this season, and Atlanta beat the New York Mets 5-3.
Another pitch for Acuna now. Here it is. Swing and a high fly ball hit deep to left field. That ball.
The Braves still lead the NL East division by 6 games. The Washington Nationals are in second place in the division. They kept pace last night with a 3-1 win over Cincinnati. JT Realmuto hit a home run and the go-ahead RBI, powering the Philadelphia Phillies past the Cubs 4-2. The LA Dodgers hit 6 home runs and crushed Miami 15-1. The Yankees beat Baltimore 8-3. And Boston Red Sox pitcher Chris Sale became the fastest pitcher in MLB history to record 2,000 strikeouts in a Red Sox 7-6 win over Cleveland. 6:23 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunshine this morning, then thunderstorms this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes, they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Concerned with the safety of our children, the management and staff of Old Time Feed and Garden Supply on Greeno Road in Fairhope remind drivers to obey the safety patrol. Seatbelt you and your children, respect the speed limits in school zones, keep your eyes on the road, and never text while driving. Let's make this school year a safe one. The safety reminder brought to you by the management and staff of Old Time Feed and Garden Supply on Greeno Road in Fairhope, reminding you to stay alert driving this school year.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
Right.
right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue through Mobile. Again, Baldwin County schools go back today, so you'll find extra patrols out, so watch your speed. So far, no delays across the Bayway and the Causeway. If you're traveling northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland, a perfect start on the way in. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available, model 2554. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 625 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday, about 10 minutes away from Dr. Bill, and talk about the heat advisory for today, but the cooling, refreshing thunderstorms coming our way, and maybe some drier air by the end of the week, coming up in just about 10 minutes. Also a note here, State Auditor Jim Ziegler to address the Knollwood Republican women today. They can party. He will update the fight against the toll on the I-10 Bayway, and I'm sure promote what goes on tomorrow. That's going to be from 6 to 8 at the Five Rivers Center there on the Causeway. More of the toll discussion, toll opposition. I think getting the word that pretty much everybody who's running for office is going to be there.
It sounds pretty one-sided for this event tomorrow night, right? Is there anyone from the opposition, or is this just kind of a...
I don't know that there's going to be any toll proponents there. maybe they'll be there. We'll see. I mean, I don't know that for sure. I guess it's an open meeting, so they could show up. But yeah, that's happening tomorrow from 6 to 8 at the Causeway. Congressman Bradley Byrne's going to be there, I know. I think Jerry Carl's going to be there. I imagine there's pretty much anybody who's running for AL1 or who's going to run for going to be running for Senate is going to be there. So maybe you should too from 6 to 8 tomorrow night. Try to see if I can get out of the homework assignments, you know, back to school, so there'll be homework coming in the house. If I can avoid a little homework assignment, I'll be down there with you.
You get to relearn something new every year, don't you?
Yeah.
With the kids coming back from school.
I just have to Well, just do it yourself. Like when I don't know it exactly right. It's like, I know this. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure you know this, kids. It's also back to school. Baldwin County Public Schools, Catholic schools, all back to school today. And that means, of course, just increases in traffic. So we'll keep our eyes on the traffic with Kane in the traffic department and catch that coming up four times an hour right here on FM Talk 106.5. All right. And in this morning's 8 o'clock hour, Jeff Poore joins us.
Mm-hmm.
A lot to talk about with Jeff. The bigger political play around this toll thing, I think it's a tell here for Governor Ivey, whether she's planning to run for re-election or not. We'll get into that with Jeff around 8:05. Be right back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A new school year begins this morning for thousands of students across the Gulf Coast. It's back to school for nearly 30,000 students in Baldwin County Public Schools. Also heading back to class, all Catholic schools in Alabama. For the second time in a week, a rabid fox has been spotted in Baldwin County. It's the third confirmed case across the bay this year. Don Witz and his wife spotted the fox on their morning walk in Lake Forest near the tennis courts. Witz says when he got closer, it looked up at him and was acting funny, so he called police. Animal Control sent the fox off for testing a few hours later. The results came back positive for rabies. There were 8 confirmed rabies cases in Baldwin County last year. Florida deputies continue their search for 2 men involved in a home invasion. It happened early Tuesday morning on McKinley Drive in Pensacola. The 2 black men kicked in the door of the home about 1:40 in the morning. The homeowner, who had been sleeping, was hit over the head. They got away with a 1999 silver 4-door Infiniti. Anyone with information is asked to call the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Hey Ron, I'm looking for something nice for the missus, and I've got $1,085 to spend.
That's a pretty precise number, should I ask?
Ron, it seems like this could only happen to me. A few months ago, I won $100. I put it in the truck console, figured I'd surprise the missus with dinner out one night, then I won a little money at the fishing rodeo and a couple other events, and had it stashed all in the truck console.
Okay, that doesn't sound very safe. Why not keep it in the house, dude?
Ron, after I won the first time, I was going to, and I forgot. And then after a couple small prizes, I won $500 and finally realized I had over $800 stashed. I didn't want to try to explain that to the missus, so I just avoided doing anything, and I kept dropping extra cash into the console until she borrowed my truck last week.
Oh no, what happened, Dave?
She came into the house with a handful of cash and that look in her eye and told me to start talking. I panicked. I told her I'd been saving up to get her something really special. I'm not completely sure she bought it, but here I am.
Only you. Come by the shop. We'll help you out.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street. Find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com. Johnny's RV is now Johnny's premier boat and RV. The same trusted family-owned RV center that's been around for over 20 years offering Godfrey pontoon boats and hurricane deck boats. Now Johnny's is bigger than ever with hundreds of used RVs on the lot, over 50 that are under $10,000. Plus a full-time parts and service department to keep you on the road or in the water. Johnny's Premier Boat and RV Supercenter, Highway 90 in Theodore, just a mile west of I-10, exit 15A. Johnny's, home of the sweet deal.
As a new school year begins, the North Baldwin Chamber of Commerce wants to remind drivers to be aware that school zones will be areas of congested traffic. Stay alert. Be prepared to stop suddenly when driving where children are frequently found. Please observe speed limits in school zones and cooperate with safety personnel and school bus drivers. Always buckle up, slow down, keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel, and above all, don't text while driving. My name is Ashley Jones Davis, Executive Director for the North Baldwin Chamber of Commerce, and we are community leaders taking part in the Gulf Coast Back to School Safety Campaign.
Democracy demonstrators in Hong Kong have pulled back for now, allowing flight operations at the international airport there to resume. This as China is apparently massing military vehicles just across the harbor. With reports circulating that guards at the New York prison where Jeffrey Epstein was jailed failed to monitor him on a regular basis, correspondent Bryn Gingras tells us an internal investigation of the jail and Epstein's apparent suicide is getting underway.
We know that of those two guards, one of them wasn't even a fully trained corrections officer. So a lot of questions still remain here, and a Bureau of Prisons investigative team is going to be on scene here at the prison today. This, as we're learning, this prison's had some serious issues for a long time.
With 69,000 unaccompanied children apprehended at the southwestern border from October through July, the Trump administration is having a hard time housing them. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says she's against plans to house them there, saying D.C. won't complicit in the inhumane practice of detaining them in warehouses. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Agriculture uses most of the crucial Colorado River in the U.S., and researchers are trying to find ways technology can help farmers use less water amid threats from climate change and a growing population. They're experimenting with drones, specialized cameras, soil monitors, and cell phone apps to make it easier to use less water from the river that serves Arizona, California, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. Norwegian Air says it's ending transatlantic service between Ireland and three U.S. and Canadian airports because the grounding of Boeing 737 MAX aircraft has made the routes no longer commercially viable. The carrier has announced its last flights to Ireland from Stewart Airport in New York's Hudson Valley and TF Green Airport in Providence, Rhode Island will be on September 14th. Its last flight to Ireland from Hamilton, Ontario will depart on September 13th. Crude oil trading at $56.19 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are lower. And that's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
How can you be sure that your current coffee provider doesn't support a $6 toll on the proposed I-10 Mobile River Bridge and Wallace Tunnel? You can be sure if you buy your coffee from Wayne Biggs, owner of Azalea Coffee Service. He's against those tolls, and he provides coffee and tea and all kinds of break room stuff. Let him know in Montgomery, Washington, and at that secretive hedge fund that we're not going to take it. Get your coffee from Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 today.
This is Wayne Biggs of Azalea Coffee Service, and I approve this message.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Point out that it's probably by the time we stop talking, it'll be 80 here, 79 at our studios at 635.
Yeah, what a day yesterday.
Golly, I saw 121 degree heat index here at the station.
Yeah, and officially 117 heat index out at the airport, 117 at Brooklee. The actual high in Mobile is 98 degrees and 99 at Brooklee. Very hot afternoon, but we did have some relief in the form of some thunderstorms. And officially, 0.77, three-quarters of an inch of rain fell out of the airport, bringing us to 4.74 now for the month of August, and we're just about now at the halfway point in the month. We've got another hot day today, but there is some good news. It looks like we'll have a little bit of relief here for the second half of the week, and in the form of a weak cold front. We'll take it, no matter what it is. But today, look for a high of about 95 degrees, and that heat index today could be as high as 111 or 112. And a very good chance for thunderstorms is developing this afternoon. And a few of those could become severe with some strong straight-line winds. So look for those thunderstorms to be moving in this afternoon. And we'll see that activity continue into the evening hours. Eventually, it'll taper off, and we'll see a low tonight around 75 degrees. That weather front will move to the coast tonight, and then it will stall. And tomorrow we'll see partly cloudy skies. Again, a decent chance for some thunderstorm activity, especially in the afternoon. The high tomorrow, not quite as high, about 92 degrees. And then on Friday, it looks like that front will move just a little ways offshore. It will give us some drier air. It'll be mostly sunny, just a slight chance of a thunderstorm Friday. And the high will be about 92 degrees. Now, over the weekend, it looks like Saturday will be the best day, mostly sunny, a few afternoon thunderstorms, again in the low 90s. And then that weather front will move back on us as a warm front. We'll bring the humidity back, and we've got a good chance for showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, keeping temperatures in the upper 80s. So the best day of the weekend looks like it will be Saturday.
All right, Dr. Bill, and the tropics, what are you watching there?
Now we're about, as I mentioned, halfway through the month of August, and the conditions so far are looking pretty good, although the long-range forecasters are now looking for a very active September and October. But right now it's quiet across the Gulf and the Caribbean and a few weak tropical waves out in the Atlantic, so nothing organized at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast and tropical weather update all hurricane season long. And yeah, later this week we'll talk about Camille. I saw some people yesterday talking about today, anniversary of Camille, and I agree with somebody on the text line who was texted in last night. Yeah, today's when I think Camille formed, August 14th it formed, but it didn't think it went in, and we'll find out from Dr. Bill next hour. I think it went in August 16th or 17th. Into the Mississippi Gulf Coast. I think 17th, maybe. Also, I want to give you this heads up. Put it out on Twitter yesterday. Got a note here from the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. And you know how this program's worked, where the state administering the red snapper season, they got to go through the days as we fish, and people report with the snapper app, and they figure out how many we really did catch, and then see if we get allotted more days. We had that five-day run at the beginning of the month. Remember that, August 1st through 5th, and then it took them time to look at the data and see how many we caught. Well, we got a few more to catch. That's good news. The note that came out yesterday said the 2019 private angler red snapper season is going to run for an additional 2 days. It will be beginning 12:01 a.m. Saturday, August 31st, and run till midnight Sunday, September 1st. So the Saturday and Sunday of Labor Day weekend, I've got two more days. The last run at snapper, it's going to be, you know, that goes straight. Those fish will not go to the grill like they normally do at my house. They will go straight to the vacuum packer and get them ready to get us through the wintertime.
That's so perfect. Labor Day weekend, a lot of people off that following Monday, the day after that last day of snapper.
Are we going to take off?
Probably not.
No?
I think we will.
Okay.
I don't think I get to make that decision.
Yeah, you do. I'm going to put it all on you. Saturday and Sunday of Labor Day weekend, two more days for staff proficient for 2019. All right, 6:40, coming right back. We'll catch traffic with Kane next.
Since Dad died, Mom had been feeling really alone between my work and my own kids. I just did not have the time she needed, so I called Alabama Caregivers to provide a companion for her to shop, clean her home, cook with her, even remind her to take her meds. Local Caregivers, caring for local people. Call today, 251-264-3009, or online, alabamacaregivers.com.
As Dad aged, he began having trouble even brushing his teeth. He wanted to stay at home, so we called Alabama Caregivers by NurseTel. They provided a caregiver to assist him with his personal hygiene, take him to the doctor, provide medication reminders, and even take Dad on his evening walks. Since hiring Alabama Caregivers through NurseTel, Dad is more independent. Alabama Caregivers, 251-264-3009, or online at alabamacaregivers.com.
Are you or a loved one having surgery? Worried about managing day-to-day responsibilities while you recover? Alabama Caregivers by NurseTel will be there to hold your hand every step of the way. Call 251-264-3009. AlabamaCaregivers.com.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, again, back to school for Baldwin County. You've got the buses traveling, some extra traffic also, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Looks great across the Bayway into Mobile County, again, but they've already been heading back to school. You've got a little bit of radar along Airport and Dolphin at 65, but nothing out of the ordinary. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts and Sons Towing Recovery, available 24 hours a day at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
All right, 6:43, FM Talk 106.5, online at fmtalk1065.com. Quick reminder as well, a couple ways to listen on your smartphone. You can go to the TuneIn radio app. That's the word tune and in mashed together. TuneIn Radio. It's a free download for your Android or iPhone, and listen to us right there. I like it because it's got kind of a DVR feature. If you get a text or a call while you're listening to the station, it pauses it, and you can pick it back up where you left off. Also, Simple Radio, mm-hmm. which is pretty simple, right?
Yeah, I like TuneIn Radio a lot, and until just a few weeks ago, I hadn't heard of this Simple Radio app, but I downloaded it, opened the app. FM Talk 106.5 was sitting right there on the page. I clicked it, and I was listening instantly, which made it very, very simple to pull up FM Talk 106.5. So try the Simple Radio app if you want to get to us very, very quickly.
There you go. So download one or both of those today and use that to listen to us. All right. Story out of Fairhope. Fairhope banning sleeping in cars or other vehicles. For our news partners at WKRG, said the city of Fairhope has passed a new ordinance banning people from sleeping in their cars. Okay. Not just falling asleep, I guess. The ordinance states this: it shall be unlawful for any person to sleep in an automobile, which, okay, automobile to me encompasses all these. It says it will be unlawful for a person to sleep in an automobile, van, truck, camper, trailer.
You can't sleep in a trailer?
It says, or any vehicle of any kind or nature within the corporate limits. So they're serious about this. The ban restricts people from sleeping in these places between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 p.m. So I guess you do it during the day. Approved trailer parks and or campsites do not apply with this ordinance. So obviously they had an issue there of people kind of drifting through town and sleeping in their cars. It gives them some additional teeth on this. So if you were planning to just park and sleep in Fairhope, no dice.
I didn't realize this was such a big deal. But, you know, I guess it makes sense in beach towns across America. They're pretty popular for people to just pull up in their vehicles and fall asleep. But I didn't realize that Fairhope was having this issue.
I saw that when we were 2 years ago, got to go to Hawaii. Or I guess a year ago, got to go to Hawaii out there. It's just a beautiful place. We were on Oahu, on the Big Island. Or no, not on the Big Island. We're on Oahu near the North Shore. And some of those people that are living that surfing life, because the weather's kind of always perfect there, they would just, they have cool parks all up and down the coast, just small, like there's two picnic tables, and they don't have beach like we do. It's just a little beach area there, a tree or two. So you could pull over and just go enjoy the water going up and down the coast. But there'd be like dudes, be like that dude, you know that dude, surfer dude. Surfer dude be like living there, sleeping in his vehicle, surfing some, coming back and sleeping, or having no vehicle but sleeping there. And it's a weird thing. Like, are they homeless? Or are they... That surfer dude in Hawaii, I said, you know, people back in the mainland, you'd say that's a homeless guy. But I said, he's got a surfboard. And he's got money. He's surfing. He's doing. I think he's an adventurer. It's something different.
Maybe a vagabond. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, because you're not like if you're dude that's on purpose, like, you know, got a one way ticket to Hawaii and flew your surfboard out there, and you're kind of living around the coast. I don't know if you. I mean, I guess you could qualify him if you're looking at some survey as homeless. But dude's like. He's okay with that.
Yeah, homeless in Hawaii. Well, first, it sounds like a sitcom, but homeless in Hawaii.
This fall.
It's a little different than being homeless in, let's say, I don't know, Detroit or Chicago. Correct. Homeless in Hawaii is, I would rather be homeless in Hawaii than just about anywhere else in the world.
I think I would agree. I'll second that. This fall on NBC, when Chaz takes a one-way trip to Hawaii, he's homeless in Hawaii. Okay, 6:46, we'll check news next.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest for a full line of the highest quality, all-natural CBD products in the industry. Your CBD store of West Mobile products all go through extensive third-party testing to ensure what's on the label is in the bottle. Your CBD store of West Mobile's owner, Joe Brown and Associates, will help you choose the best products for your individual needs. Your CBD store of West Mobile offers oils, topicals, edibles, even pet products. On Hillcrest near Greelot, where good health hits home naturally.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Satsuma High School students returned to class today after getting an unexpected day off Tuesday. Classes were canceled because of issues with the school's air conditioning. That problem has been fixed and classes will resume today. It's back to school for nearly 30,000 students in Baldwin County. Also heading back to class, all Catholic schools in Alabama. Mobile police have not released the name of the person who led them on a chase Tuesday night. It started near Dauphin Street and Spring Hill Avenue, where officers saw a car hit another vehicle and leave the scene. When police tried to pull over the car, the driver sped away and a chase began. The chase ended on Mott Drive when the car hit a tree. After a brief foot chase, the suspect was captured a few streets over. Police are searching for an alleged thief in Gulf Breeze, Florida, caught on surveillance cameras. He was seen searching through unlocked cars around North Sunset at 2 o'clock in the morning. Police say he's between 16 and 20 years old, has a thin build, and was wearing a white hoodie. Another person may also be involved. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Game's already started. We should go in now.
Should I have parked this close to the stadium?
Yeah, it's fine. No one ever hits it this far. Ooh, sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into professional collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision, we got this.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Good morning, 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, who I'm sure gearing up for another incredible football season. Great place to watch football while you eat some good food.
Mm-hmm.
In college football news, ESPN announced yesterday that the worldwide leader in sports is taking College Game Day to Mickey's house. They're heading to Disney World for a Week Zero broadcast on Saturday, August the 24th. That's when the Florida Gators and Miami Hurricanes will open the 2019 season in Orlando. There is a catch, though, for this special edition of College Game Day. Lee Corso and the crew will reportedly broadcast from the Magic Kingdom. None of the signs that you normally see behind the set of College Game Day will be allowed into the Magic Kingdom. And if fans want to watch from behind the set, they must have a valid ticket to the park, which starts at $109.
Of course it does.
So might not be as many rowdy fans behind them for College Game Day, but it'll still be cool to see them in a new place.
You can't get a beer in the Magic Kingdom. You got to go over to Epcot to get a beer.
Really? No beer at Magic
Kingdom? That's the reason we did Epcot, because Daddy needed to have a beverage. And I wonder if Corso will be like, put on the Goofy head, put on the Mickey head, put on the Goofy head.
No. I bet he does. I bet that's exactly what he does. If you do want to get some behind-the-scenes entertainment from the college football world, you might be in luck later this year. HBO is reportedly in discussions with several teams to produce a show similar to their popular NFL program, Hard Knocks. According to various reports, Alabama, Arizona State, Washington State, and Penn State have all entered into discussions to allow cameras and filmmakers on campus this season to shoot some footage. 247sports.com reported that their sources say Alabama has not yet fully agreed to being a part of the program. In NFL news, Indianapolis Colts general manager Chris Ballard said yesterday that quarterback Andrew Luck will miss the rest of the preseason because of lingering pain in his lower left leg. They're still unsure whether Luck will be available for the Colts' September 8th season opener against the LA Chargers. Ballard said that additional testing revealed that Luck appears to be suffering from an injury near the front of his ankle.
The process going forward is just going to continue to rehab. We're going to change some things up with his rehab and then try to get moving forward.
The injury kept Luck out of all of the team's offseason workouts and all but three training camp practices, and he's still yet to participate in full team drills. In golf, Tiger Woods is expected to play in this week's BMW Championship after he withdrew from last week's tournament following the first round. Woods shot a 75 on the first day in New Jersey and then told the media that he had a mild oblique strain that was causing pain and stiffness. The BMW Championship this week is the second of three events in the FedEx Cup playoffs. Woods is currently ranked 38th in the standings, and after this week's event, only the top 30 will advance to the final tournament in Atlanta. In baseball news, the Atlanta Braves gave updates on a couple of injured players. Rookie slugger Austin Riley has been on the injured list since August the 5th after he sprained his knee during a workout. Riley had an MRI that revealed a partial tear, but he was told he will not need surgery and could return to the lineup in about 2 weeks. Braves shortstop Dansby Swanson's been out a while longer than Riley. Swanson went on the IL on July 24th with a bruised right foot. The team said that Swanson has been out longer than they expected, and they aren't sure when he'll be able to return. The Braves were fine last night without their injured young guns. Ronald Acuna Jr. hit his 34th home run this season, and the Atlanta Braves beat the New York Mets 5-3.
Another pitch for Acuna now. Here it is. Swing and a high fly ball hit deep to left field. That ball is gone! A pitch on the house, and Acuna cashed it in.
The Braves still lead the NL East division by 6 games. The Washington Nationals are in second place in that division. They kept pace last night with a 3-1 win over Cincinnati. JT Realmuto hit a home run and the go-ahead RBI, powering the Phillies past the Cubs 4-2. The LA Dodgers hit 6 home runs and crushed Miami 15-1. New York Yankees beat Baltimore 8-3. And Boston Red Sox pitcher Chris Sale became the fastest pitcher in MLB history to record 2,000 strikeouts as he led the Red Sox to a 7-6 extra innings win over Cleveland. Sale broke the record in just over 85 fewer innings than it took the previous record holder, Hall of Famer Pedro Martinez. And even better, Sale set the record on National Left-Handers Day, and he pitches, you guessed it, as a lefty
from
the mound. Very cool. 6:53 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
I wish I could just even pick up a cup with my left hand. It's always a challenge on the tractor, all the controls on the left side. I'm like, I can do this. I know I can do this. Come on, left hand. You can do it.
Yeah, I look like my 6-month-old daughter with the motor function with my left hand.
It's ridiculous. I'm so bad about that. Okay. Also, thank you, unnamed texter. Gave me a great piece of information. You can purchase beer now in Magic Kingdom.
Good news.
And that's going to be good news for you because you're on one side of it. You're on the young side of it. My children are probably another 2 or 3 trips to go see the rat, and then I'll be finished probably.
Problem is, 2 beers is probably equal to the $109 ticket.
Oh, yeah. You might as well go buy those beers in the Superdome. You know, you walk up and then say, can I finance these beers? Can I some easy terms on this? All right. 6:55. Coming right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, we've had a great start. Again, back to school for Baldwin County. Accident-free conditions continue in Mobile with no delays. Cross the Bayway and the Causeway. Tillman's Corner and Theodore looks good from 3 knots. Schillinger Road along Highway 90. No major backups or delays. Family-owned Terraform Land Company can help with tree and stump removal, land clearing, and they do driveways, too. Licensed and insured, they offer free estimates. It's Terraform Land Company, 253-4077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by the Dolphin Street Beer Festival. Downtown Mobile, Saturday, August 24th. 70 different beers, 24 different venues. Get your tickets at beerfestmobile.com or call 251-208-1550.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunshine this morning, then thunderstorms this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
6:57, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Speaking of sports, saw this. Jay-Z entered into partnership with the NFL now that will make him, here's his title, their live music entertainment strategist.
Wow.
Live music entertainment strategist. As a music strategist, he and his Roc Nation company will co-produce the Super Bowl halftime show. So does that mean it's Beyonce every year?
I think that they should just trot out Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake again.
No reserve comment there. And if he doesn't book Beyonce, does he get any grief at the house?
She might be pretty frosty about that.
That's some pressure. All right, so Jay-Z, head of music strategy for the NFL. Nice gig if you can get it.